Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Brought to you by WP Gears. Sometimes I got to just mix it up, Tim. Today in episode 640, we're going to talk about how turning down certain web design projects can actually make you more money. Tim, tell us how that's possible.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of the basic concept here is if you choose the wrong projects, you might be choosing projects that are a huge time suck. Maybe it's a lower caliber client, a pain in the butt client. And when you do that, you might be missing out on other projects that are higher quality, higher return on investment. And so you have to know what projects to choose and when and that sort of thing. And so opportunity cost is kind of a businessy term, which has to do with the cost of not doing that thing. And so, for example, like if you have a bunch of money, you want to invest it into the market, you might say, okay, well, I want to invest all my money in Apple stock, right? Apple's really good. But you have to look at what the opportunity cost is of not having a diverse portfolio. And so you look at, okay, well, the opportunity cost is, well, if Apple goes down, you know, then I'm going to lose all my money and blah, blah, blah. And so when you choose a project, you have to look at what the opportunity cost is of that project. And so for a kind of a pain in the butt client, well, the opportunity cost is you're not going to have time to take on a higher quality client project. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. It's not just about the dollar amount. You know, it could be about the exposure. It could be about, you know, the potential for future projects. So I'll give you an example. We had a customer that, you know, that came to us that wanted some software development. They wanted a mobile app and they wanted to use Xamarin, which is Microsoft's mobile app framework. And because we had developers in house, you know, that could handle these types of projects, it's not our normal wheelhouse. It's not something that we normally do because it's just, you know, that's not our focus, Xamarin developers. However, you know, the opportunity to potentially get future projects that were going to pay high dollar because that's a very niche specific programming need. So to have something like that in our portfolio would be good for us. So kind of an example of the opportunity cost, not something normally in our wheelhouse, but we wanted future projects potentially. We wanted to be open to that because we knew that the value there was going to be good. And it's the same the other way around. You know, if you take on a time suck, kind of like Tim talked about, our point number two is some projects are just time sucks with low return, you know. Pain in the butt client, brochure website, they want a $500 website as opposed to your minimum of $3,000 or whatever that is, you know, there's no value to that for you. There's none. It's just a total, you know, black hole.
Yeah. And I think one thing, David kind of alluded to it, to help you not take on projects that are time sucks for low return and that sort of thing, is to have a project minimum. And so when you have a project minimum, you know, this is the minimum amount that I'm willing to even get out of bed for, type of thing, right? And so and that's a really important thing, because you might be thinking, okay, well, I have an hourly rate that I charge, that I assign to projects and stuff like that. However, there's a lot of factors with projects that aren't really billable hours so much. So like just like talking to someone on the phone to see if they're even a good fit, that takes time and you can't really bill them for that. And just the time it takes to, you know, bring them into your workflow and your project management system and to do all those different things, it's like it's not going to be worth it for a 2-hour project. And so you have to have a minimum project cost, you know, depending on where you are and geographically, and then where you are in your business in terms of how long you've been doing it. Like, those are all things that should factor into what your minimum project cost is. But it's like, you have to think, it's like, what is that amount that I'm willing to like take on a new project for? And anything less than that, like, you just have to respectfully decline or refer them to someone else or something like that. Because another thing that comes into this too, it's like, we're talking about opportunity costs, minimum project costs and stuff like that. But you have to also factor in like mental energy and like the capacity to, you know, handle another client, another project. And if it's not giving you a return, not just on your time, but also your mental energy, then, you know, it's not worth it. And so that's why turning down certain projects can actually make you more money in the long run, because it frees you up, not just your time, but your mental energy to be able to take on higher quality, higher dollar amount projects.
Yeah. People that value your time, you know, that are willing to pay those minimums and, you know, the higher cost per project, they have a good understanding of what you're doing is worth. And that matters in the long run. Typically, the people that are harder to deal with, that want the lower fees and stuff, they have no idea whatsoever of what the value that you're bringing to them is. And believe me, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's hard. I get it. I understand, to ask for $3,000 for a one-page website. You know, I need a landing page. Well, my minimum is $3,000, for example, which is, you know, that's a lot for someone to pay for a landing page. But let me give you, just this week, a very large company that I know, you know, that wanted to just do some rebranding and minor tweaking to their brand and their image and their labeling. And, you know, they're a product company and in the supplement industry, and they're paying $250,000. And they are literally guiding, oh yeah, I want to tweak here, tweak there. And it just blows my mind, you know, that companies will spend that much money. But guess what? They do. And they understand the value, because they made $40 million this year. So they understand the value of that, you know, tweaking that, of what it's going to do for them in the long run to help increase that $40 million bottom line even more. So finding those clients are the ones that you want to find. So, yeah. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Should you turn off comments on old blog posts? Great question. Hope you tune in. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.